Wir holden Daf Yud Zayin. Daf Yud Zayin. Zwar comes out nochmal that Rav Ador braid Rav Yitzchok Omar, he wants to say another teretz to the original stira. The original stira was between Mesechta Midas and Mesechta Tomit. There was a Shiloh, where again was that Lishcha that they used to keep the Tloyim for the Korban HaTomit. Everybody holds, we're talking about these four Lishchoyes that are over here by the Beis HaMukad, had four corners to it. On the Beis HaMukad, there were four Lishchoyes. The Shiloh, which Lishcha, which one of the top one? Was it the right top one or the left top one? Where they had the Lishcha for the Tloyim. So that was the Stira and Mishneh Tomid, Mesechta Tomid. Mesechta Tomid said it was Sofin Marovis, it was the right upper corner. And Mesechta Midas said it was Marav Dorim. It was on the left upper corner. So first we had a teretz to say was that Mesechta Midas goes according to Rav Lezer ben Yaakov. That was the first teretz up until now. Shemamina, that's the way before it goes according to Rav Lezer ben Yaakov. And the other Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah, not according to Rav Lezer ben Yaakov. Now Rav Ada Bered, Rav Yitzchok wants to say another teretz. Rav Ada Bered, Rav Yitzchok Omer. Hai Lishcha, this room that they used to keep the Toloyim, used to keep the sheep, for the Korban HaTomid, it depends. Atsuye Maktsiya. It was like away from each corner. It wasn't directly in each corner. Really, it would look like it was in both corners. It looked like it was on the northwest corner, and it also looked like it was in the southwest corner. Those top two corners, it looked like it was in both of them. Now, Udiyasi Mitzofen, whoever comes on the Tzofen on the north side, is Mitzchat Lebedorim. If you come on the north side, it looks to you like this Lishcha is more towards the other side, it's more towards the south side. Udiyasi Midorim, somebody coming on the south side, Mischati Lebetzofen. It looks as if it was on the north side. But the pshat was, there's no stereo between Mesechta Tomid and Mesechta Midas. Even though in Mesechta Tomid it says it was more towards the Tzofen, it was on the northwest side, and in Mesechta Midas it says it was on the southwest side, but there it says it was one room. Now that room was like in between, and it depends which side you looked at, it looked like it was on the other side. And now the Gemara says, Umistavra, really, which corner was it really? Really, it was on Marav Dorim. Really, it was on the west-south side, like it says in Mesechta Midas. That's the real pshat. Even though Mesechta Tomid, it says it was on the Tzvoinom, Marovis, it was on the northwest side, not that it was really on the northwest side, but it just wasn't altogether on the south side. Therefore, somebody looking by Dorim, to him it looked like it was on Tzofen. But really, really, there's no Machlekes, and really, really, what it says in Mesechta Midas, that it was Marovis Dromis, that's the Emes HaTeretz. Hey, so Mistavra Diva Marovis Dromis Evi. Really, really, this Lishcha, this corner, the one that had the Tloyim for the Korban HaTomid, was on the southwest side. What's the Raya? Mimai, what's the Raya? Why do you say this for? Midiramina Lechem Aponim Alechem Aponim. Like we'll soon ask the question, where was that Lishcha, where was that room that they made the Lechem Aponim? Like this was also one of these four rooms. One of these four rooms from the big Beis HaMoikad was at all corners. It had another Lishcha, another room. Now one room was the Lishcha Tloyim, that they kept the animals for the Korban HaTomid. Another room we had before was the Lishcha they made the Lechem Aponim. Now it's also a stira to exactly which Lishcha they made the Lechem Aponim. And we're going to answer it soon, see. We'll soon answer it. Now, what we're saying, that me, the Raminan, Lechem Aponim, Lechem Aponim, since we have a question, a stira, to exactly which room, which corner, did they use to make Lechem Aponim? Or Mishaninon, and we're soon going to answer it. And according to this terrace, it comes out very good if the Marov is Dremis. If the west-south side, that was the room where they had the Tloyim for the Korban HaTomid. If that was the room where the Tloyim were, the sheep were, then it's very good there'll be no stira exactly where the Lechem Aponim either was. Like we'll soon say. We'll soon see. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Ravach, in the middle of the Gemara, in the middle of the Lamed. Ravach, Rav Yitzchok Omar, ho lishcha ha-Tloyim ha-Ksuyim ha-Ksayu. To answer the stira between Mesechta Tom and Mesechta Midas, exactly in which corner was this room that they had the Tloyim, so he says, B'shtei al-Mektsoyis Niris. Really, it looked like it was in both corners. Sha'aruchi was very long. V'yoymed esper marav. It stood takirik was on the marav, on the west side of the Beis HaMikdash. Omarechas letzad ha'tzofen v'dorim. It was a very long room, and it looked a little bit like it was on the north side, and a little bit like it was on the south side. Karav le'mektsoyis shemekan l'mekan. It was really near taka both corners. It was taka near the north corner, and it was near the south corner. Samelu Diyasi Mitzaf, and somebody looking at it on the north side, Mishazilay, it looks to him, Shemeshuchal at Sadorm, it looks like it's facing, going along towards Dorm, towards the south side, Yaser. It looks like it's more on the south west side. Well, the Yasim Midorm, somebody standing on the Dorm on the south side, Mishazilay Meshuchal, looks like it's very long, Letzatzofen. It looks like this room is on the north side. And so therefore, there's no stira. It looked like it was on both corners. And really, where was it? The Mistavra de Marovish Jeroimis Heavy. The story is that really it was on the Mar of Dorum, on the south west side. Tvei, it was more on the south side than it was on the north side. Omoy de Botane de Tomit. So even though in the Mesechta Tomit, it said it was more Tetzofin, it was on the north side, but that time was also Moida, that really it was on the Dorum side. El de Noket Sidra. No, it says it the way it was, Midorum Tetzofin, the way you would go from Dorum to Tetzofin. Mishazle, somebody standing by Dorim, to him it would look as if it's more towards the Sofen side. That's why it says in Masechta Tamid that it was on the Sofen side, even though really was more towards the Dorim side. Just if somebody was standing on the south side, to him it would look as if it's so long it reaches the north side. Mishazle derech iluchan, kiluhu b'tsofen, looks as if it was Sofen. So that's another terrace that there's no stira between the two Mishnayisin of Tamid and Midas. Really, this was a nice long room. It was on the west side of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Beis HaMukad here, and even though really it was more towards Dorim, but it also looked like it was towards Sofen. So if a Masech the Tom, it says it was on Sofen, and a Masech the Midas says it was on Dorim, but there's no Stira. Now why do we say this Teretz for? Midi Ramina Lechem Aponim. Well, soon he asked the Stira exactly which room, which corner was used to make the Lechem Aponim in. Teve Salka Daita, Shumayna Voila Derech Yimin. Tavimimir is, we say there were four Lishchois there, and we're going to count them the right way. Derech Yimin. Like go from one corner to another corner, a right turn always make. So how do you have a right turn? Go mitzofon, go lamarav, go right. If you're holding by the north side, go up to the west side. Or marav ladoru, from the west side, go to the south side. Or midorm lamizrach, from the south, go to the east. So how do we have the cheshbon now? It starts off saying the lishchas hatloyim bitzvoynes marovis. Hey, so Masech the Tomer, it says that what's in the Tzofer Marav, what's in the north west corner, that's the Lishcha would have the Tloim. Now, Lishcha Bitzvainis Marovis, then it says what was in Tzofin Marovis. Let's see here. Tell us how you mean. You mean Tzofin Marav, Marav Ladorm, or Midorm Lamizrach. Now, Lishcha Tloim Bitzvainis Marovis, right? Lishcha Tloim was in Tzofin Marovis. Lishcha Sachasomis, where was the room where they gave out the receipts if you want to buy the flour or the shemin? But my rovis dreimis, that was on the west south side. Lishcha's Beis Talmukud, where was the room where they had a small fire always burning there? That was the dreimis mizrochis. That was on the east south side. Lishcha's lechem aponim. Oh, now where was the last lishcha that made the lechem aponim? According to Masechta Tomer, that comes out, it was dreimis mizrochis. It was on the Lechem Aponim Mizrach Esvoinis. It was on Mizrach Tzofen. It was on the east, north side. Now, so that's what's mashma from Masechta Tomid. From Masechta Tomid, it's mashma which Lishcha was the Lechem Aponim. It was the bottom right side. It was Mizrach Esvoinis. Now, they have remained in the law. Now, the Gemara asked the question, Estira, Masnitzin de Midas. That in the Mishnah, Midas is not mashma like that. Diktoni, in the Mishnah, Midas, it says, Deroimis Mizrachis. He hoist the Lishcha Lechem Aponim. You know which room was used for Lechem Aponim? The Dreinis Mizrachis, the southeast side. So there's another stira l'chura between the Mishnayisin and Tomid, that's mashma the Lechem Aponim was made in the Mizrachis Tzvoinis, on the east, north side, and the Masechta Midas is mashma, no, the room that they used for Lechem Aponim was on Dorim Mizrach. So here is the stira. Or Mishanin, and on this we want to give a terror to say, no, again, there's no stira between Masechta Tomid and Masechta Midas. Umeshaninon, what does the Gemara say? Umeshaninon, Omer Rafuna bread of Yeshua, Mar Kochoshiv Derech Yimin. One Mesecht is going, you count the right way, make a right turn. Umar Kochoshiv Derech Smil. And the other Mesecht is taking, counting it, Derech Smil, make a left turn. Rashi says, Umeshaninon, Omer Rafuna bread of Yeshua, Tana de Midas, the Mesecht is Tana for Midas, that says that Lechem Aponim was on Mizrach Judorim, was on the east south side. He always goes, make a right turn, go around the corners, right way. The cause of Lomani goes to Cheshbon to say, Midorim Lemizrach, from south to east, or Mimizrach Letzofen, from east to north, or Mitzofen Lemarav, from north to west, Now, whoever wants to go around and go the right way, on the right turn, this is the Seder. So this is the way Masechta Midas goes. Now, the mission of Tomid, the Leipirish Midi, equal name of Derech Smoel Monu. It doesn't say exactly its cheshbin, how did it count it, the Masechta Tomid. And now you won't have any kasha. If you go around the left way, then they'll both come out to be the exact same lishchem. They'll both be on Mizrach Dorim. Just Masechta Midas is going around the right way, and Masechta Tom is going around the left way. So now there won't be any stiva. So the Gemara says, Makachosh Derech Smoel. Mother, this. Iyamrit will be very good. Iyamrit is very good if you say, Iyamrit Bishleimo, Bimarovish, Droimis Heavy. So where do we start off? Where was the Lishkas Hatloyim? Where was that room where they kept the animals for the Korban Atomid? If you want to say everybody holds the same thing, it was Marovis Droimis. It was Taka in the west south side, like it says in Masechta Midas. And we want to say before, even Masechta Tomid is also masking to that. That really was more to the Durham side, to the south side. Why did Masechta Tomid say it was more to the north side? Tofin, because if you're standing on the south side, it looks as if it reaches all the way down to the north side. But really, really, it was more towards the south side. So if you say this is true, hey, see, I'm with Bishleima. If you tell me that really, everybody holds the Lishchas Hatzloyim, like it says in Masechta Midas, which is on Marav Droimis, was on the west south side, heavy behind the Mataris. This is the way we give a teretz now. There shouldn't be a stira, lechem upon him, lechem upon him. That there should not be a stira about where exactly was that lishcha, that room, to make lechem upon him. Like Rashi says, Iyam with Bishleima, Tane de Tomid, Gufam is the Gufa de Tani lishcha Tloyim, Bitzvainis Marovis, even though it says the Mesech de Tomid, that was on the north side, the northwest side, really Moide Hevet Litzad Marovis Roimis Hevet. Really, even that Masech the Tomid is Moedog. That really was near, closer, towards the south side. El Lefi Maris Enoi, Shone Mishnosoi. But the way you look, if you're standing on the south side, it looks like it was towards the north side. That's why it says it was on the north side. But really, even Masech the Tomid is Moedog. It was on the south side. It's only if somebody's standing on the south side, then it looks like it's more towards the north side. But really, really, where was this lishcha that they kept the tloyim, the animals for the korban atomid? Really, loyla mikarvans raimeth marovis. Really, it was on the south side, the southwest side. Boom. So mele bo lahas chilimlois. It comes to say now the cheshbonis of where the four lishchois were. His haina the mataris. This is where we give a terence now to the stira of the lechem upon him, lechem upon him. Liya is to say, really, it was bedroimeth mizrachis. Could be according to everybody. You know where the lishcha, where they made the lechem upon him was? It was on the Dorim Mizrach. It was on the southeast side, the bottom left corner. That's where it was. Kidiktoni b'midas. Like it says clearly in Masechta Midas. Masechta Midas, it says clearly, which corner was the lishcha of the lechem upon him? It was on the Dorim Mizrach. Now the only question we had was, it was Masha from Masechta Tomid that it came out to be on the Tzofin Mizrach. So where was the stira? So now we're in saying, Lotiksha Adodi, Lo Likshi Adodi, don't ask any kashis. Ketzad Lishcha Tatloyim Bedroimis Marovis. How could it come out to be that the Tloyim was on the southwest side? And now, and Lishcha's Chosomis. Ket Lishcha's Tatloyim Bedroimis Marovis. Lishcha's Chosomis. Now, Ki Ozna Derech Smoil. If you walk around the left side, B'Marovis Svoinis, if you go down Mariv, Sofin side, if you go to the west or north side, is Beis Amukit Svoinis. Then Beis Hamukkad would be Tzvoinis Mizrachis, and Lishchas Lechem upon him would also be Mizrach Droimis. So now there would not be any stira. Even Masechta Tomid is also Moida, that it was Mizrach Droimis, was on the southwest side, the southeast side. So even though he has the Cheshbon a little bit different, but that's because he's going the left side. Make a left turn. If you make a left turn, it goes from the Marav Droimis to the Marav Tzofin, to the Tzofin Mizrach, until finally you come to the Mizrach Dorim. But really, both Amoida, where was the Lishcha for Lechem upon him? It was on the bottom left corner. It was on the Mizrach Dorim. That's where the Lishcha was for Lechem upon him. So it's very good if you tell me everybody holds that the Lishcha Tatloyim really was in Marav Dorim. Really was on the west-south side. And it's only a question, how do you have the Cheshbon of the four? Do you go right turn, or do you go a left turn? Eli Yamar. But if you're going to tell me that really, really Masechta Tomid means what it says, that the Lishcha of the Tloyim was Tzvoinis Marovis, when they say Tzofen, they mean Mamish literally, the side, the north, west side, that corner, that was the corner where the Lishcha of the Tloyim was, Hevei Arbezoi Soy Soif, my terutze. Then there's no way to answer the stira to exactly which corner they made the lechem upon him between Masechta Tamid and Masechta Midas. If you'll say that Masechta Tamid really means Sof and Marovis, then we're going to end off with the kasha, where was lechem upon him? Selo, there should be a raya el lav shemamino. From here, it's a good raya, a good proof that the Marovis Jeroim is heavy. Do you know where the Lishcha of the Tloyim was, according to everybody? It was on Mar of Durham side. According to everybody, that's the corner where the Lishcha of the Tloyim was. And it's only a question, do you count it right way, going to make it a right turn, or else making a left turn? But they both come out to the same place, that the Lishcha of the Lechem upon him was on the bottom left side, on the Durham Mizrochis. Elal Shemamina, Barov is Dreim Esevei, Shemamina. Here it's a good Raya. How come you make the cheshbon going a left turn? I, we learned that anytime you make a turn, you're always supposed to make a right turn, always go towards your right side. So how could you say here, Masechta Tamid is making a cheshbon going around the left side, you're always supposed to make a right turn, you have to count the right way. And for the Gemara, Hani Mili Biavoida. When do we say that you always make a right turn? That's when you're actually doing the avoida. When you're actually bringing a korban. When you're bringing a korban and walking around the mizbeach, you have to always make a right turn. B'shas avoida, you always have to make a right turn. Aval hocho, over here what Masechta Tamid is telling us, it's not talking about doing the avoida. It's talking about by this big, like around the picture, right picture of Tesis, that there was a big base on Mukher HaGadol. There was this big room that you had a lot of fire there. And on the all four corners, there were different lishchois. So it's a machlekes now, which corner had, not which ones, but we had a count on which corners was the different purposes. So here it's not so shvelo hocha chush b'no b'yalmu. The reason why Masechta Tamid keeps the cheshbon, the count going left way, because we're not talking about doing the avoida, we're just talking about giving a cheshbon exactly what was in each corner. So when you're talking about the corners, that's not a kasha. Why you say you're doing this corner, then make a left turn while doing the left corner, then the next left corner, the next left corner. Because we're not talking about actually walking around here to do the avoida. Avada, when you do the avoida, you have to do a derech yamin. Here we're not talking about doing the avoida. We're just on giving a cheshbon to which corner was the lishcha for the tloyim, which was the lishcha of Beis Hamukkah, which was the lishcha for the lechem upon him. That's all. So therefore, it's not shvei why Masechta Tamid counts it leftwards, goes the left way. See Rashi. Yiyamir pishleima, Tana de Tamid, Gufa de Tani Lishkas Atloyim, Pitzvainis Marovis, Moidhud Letzad Marovis, Dreimis Evi, Tvei, is also Moidhud. We saw this already. Next Rashi. Eli Yamrit, Dwadavka Tana Lishkas Atloyim, Pimiktsoya Tzvainis Marovis. If you want to say Masechta Tamid means literally what it means, what it's saying, that it was on the north. It was on the north west side. Soif my teratzdom lechem upon him. You're gonna have a stira exactly which corner where did they make the lechem upon him? Ki mani derech smil heavy lishkas lechem upon him v'dreimus marovis. Even if you want to go around the left way, still you won't come out the lechem upon him to be only by the dorim marovis to the south. To the southwest side, Lefimin Yonai. And we're saying now in Masechta Tamid, in Masechta Midas, its mashma was Tzofin. It was, according to Masechta Midas, it was on Mizrach Dorim. So you're going to have a stira there. So Elamai, you have to say that everybody holds Avad the Lishcha of Tloyim was in the Mariv Dorim side. And so on your question, you go count the right turn, or do you count the left turn? Aye, for the Markash of Amamala, come on, that you're always supposed to make a right turn, that there it is, that's when you're actually doing the avoida. Here we're not talking about doing the avoida, we just start making a cheshbon, which way you went. So you like to make a cheshbon going leftwards. That's why Masechta Tamid makes a leftwards. So if we're making a leftwards, there comes out the same thing, the lechem upon him was in Mizrach Dorim, just like Masechta Midas makes the cheshbon that lechem upon him was also in the Dorim Mizrach side. Just that Masechta Midas goes around the right way, and the Masechta Tamid goes around the leftwards. But Mel, there's no stira. Right. Our Mishnah also said again what that these 7 days that they had a prisha, they took the Kohen Gadol away from his house, to be in Lishkas Behedrin the 7 days before Yom Kippur, the Mishnah says that the Kohen Gadol did the Avodah every single day. He brought the Korban Atamid. That was those 7 days. Vashenken, the rest of the year, the Kohen Gadol does not have to do the Avodah. It's up to him. The Mishnah says, Kohen Gadol makrev chelek v'roish. If the Kohen Gadol wants to bring a Korban that day, to bring the Korban Atamid, he has the right. He could do it. He could do it if he wants to. V'noito chelek v'roish. When they come to divide up the animals, the pieces of meat, from the Korban Atamid, or not the Korban Atamid, Atamid is called Korban Erlo, from the other Korbanos that are brought that day, from the Korban Chattis, the Kohen Gadol has the right to choose the best portion. So the Maratona Rabbonin, Keitzad Makrev Chelek Perosh, how do we say that the Kohen Gadol comes any day he wants to make the Akrova, to bring the Korbanos, to do the avoid of the Korbanos? Is Oyma, the Kohen Gadol has the right to say, Oyle Zu Ani Makrev. Anytime there's a Korban Oyle here in the Beis HaMikdash, he can say, you know what, I want to do it today. Even though it's not his Beis Av, really, there was Bote Ovis, to know exactly which Kohanim could do the Avoid which day, that was only for the normal Kohanim, Kohen Hedjit. Marshenkin, the Kohen Gadol, he had a right to come in any time he wanted to do the Avodah. He could say, this Korban Eloh, I want to bring it today. Mincha Zu, Ani Makriv. This Mincha also I want to bring, I have a right to bring it. Keitzad Neitzel Chelik Broish, how did he have the right? What does it mean, he takes the Chelik Broish, he takes the good portion? Oymri has the right to say, Chate Zu, Ani Yoichel. After they brought the Korban Chattis, the Kohen Gadol just walks in and says, I want to take the portion from this Korban Chattis. Hey, Chate Zu, Ani Yoichel. Oshem ze ani yoichel. He has a right to come in and stamp take it. Weiter, v'noitel another chalukah was v'noitel chala mishtei chalas. That ran shvuas. They brought the shtei halechim, then they divided it up. The Kohen Gadol had a right to take one of those two chalas. He took half of it. He took one chala out of the shtei halechim, went to the Kohen Gadol. Arba oichomish mimais halechim upon him. Every Shabbos they had the lechem upon him, which was 12 chalas. Two piles of six and six. So after every Shabbos, they took off the old 12 chalas and they divided it between the Kohanim. Now, how much went to the Kohen Gadol? This Tana holds Arbo Chomish. We'll soon see why. Sometimes the Kohen Gadol took four of the 12 lechems, and sometimes he took five of the 12 lechems. Hey, Arbo Chomish, we might have lechem upon him. That's what the Tana Kama says. Rabbi Yoima, Rabbi says no. Li Oilam Chomish. Rabbi says the Kohen Gadol always takes five. Liyolam chomish. Shenema the pasuk says, "For hoiso li Aaron or lebonov, machzul li Aaron or machzul lebonov." So whenever they made the chalukah, half went to Aaron and half went to his children. So therefore, when we divide up the lechem upon him, Aaron always gets the Kohen Gadol always gets five. The Gemara will soon ask the Chorish should have got six then, because there were 12 lechems for the lechem upon him. So you divide up half and half, the Kohen Gadol should have got six. We'll soon see why the Kohen Gadol only gets five. So Zotrashi, Mishtei Chalas, out of the Zotrashi Shel Atzeres, from the Tushtei Alechem that they brought down the Atzeres, there everybody holds the Kohen Gadol got one. Mashenken, from every Shabbos Lechem upon him, here it's the Machlokes. The Tanna Kamma says, Arbo Chomish, V'chol Shabbos V'Shabbos, Lukamim Meforish, Mosei Arbo, Mosei Chomish. Soon the Gemara will explain when did they get four, and when did they get five. Now, V'hoi Soli Aaron Labon of the Pasuk says, V'lechem upon him Tziv. But this is apostate by the lechem upon him, that mashma machzul yaron, the Kohen Gadol received half of the lechem upon him. V'yafapi shein shnei moser, or this is the question, even though how many chalas were there by the lechem upon him, there were 12 chalas. So if you say the Kohen Gadol gets half, how much is half of 12? Should have got 6? So how come Rabbi says he only gets 5? So Morian says, yesh bem shtei chalas sheinem mischalkos, in the first riozel. There are two lechems, two chalas are not in the cheshbon. They don't divide two. So how many did they divide up? Only 10. So Mel is very good. The Kohen Gadol gets half of 10 is 5. That will soon see. But this is the Machlokes Tanakam and Rebbe. How many chalas did the Kohen Gadol get? So you always get half? And according to Tanakam, no, sometimes you only got 4. No.
The Kohen Gadol didn't take anything, so the other Kohen divided up.
Yeah. So tomorrow, Gufa Kash, Yava Kash, what he just said. Omati, just telling me now, that Noitel Chala Achas Meshtei Chalas, that everybody holds. That what? Or not everybody, that's the Stam Mishnah here. That by Shavuos, when they made the special Shtei Halechim, the Kohen Gadol took one. So the Chur, what do we see one? He gets half. Because there were only two. So Mani Rebihi, that race has to go according to Rebbe Shita, that Rebbe holds the Kohen Gadol always got half. The Yom HaPal Gashokal, he gets half. So what does it say in the middle of this Mishnah? This Braisa, what does it say? Arbo echomish. That the Kohen Gadol only took four, or sometimes he got five. Mimaisa lechem aponim. From the lechem aponim of every Shabbos. Is Zur also in the Rabbonin? It goes according to Rabbonin Shita. That no, the Kohen Gadol does not always get here. Because we see sometimes he only gets four. We'll soon see when he gets four. But I call upon him, four for sure is not his. So where the middle that says four and five is not according to Rebbe, but according to the Rabbonin. What was the aim of Sefer? What does it say at the end? The Sefer it says, Rebbe says, Le'oilom Chomish, there are always five. So the Chura Reisha is Sefer Rebbe. The end that it says there's always five for the Kohen Gadol, that again is Rebbe Shita, that the Kohen Gadol gets half. Of course, a bit of modern here. The beginning and the end goes according to Rebbe, the Kohen Gadol always got half. And the Mitzvah Rabbonin, and the middle part goes according to Rabbonin, that they say no, four or five, that sometimes he only gets four. Of course, that's not like Rebbe, so it's a bit of modern is that. So Drashi Osan Rabbonin, the Yamad Rabbonin said, Le Shoka Palgo, they don't get half. The Shoka Palgo Botsim Michomish Le Shoka. Because if the Kohen Gadol always is supposed to get at least half, he can't get less than five lechems from the lechem Rabbonin. Because at least 10 was divided up. So how do you say he gets 4? So right, it's not according to Rebbe. He don't know that he gets always half. So the Chura Reishim is the Yosef Rabbonin. The Amri lo shoko palga ela botsim ipalga. Or the Kashaloch. Chalot. And the Gemara like this. His Ema. Yeah. Reishim is safe for Rebbe. It's the Yosef Rabbonin. Is Amr Abai. Abai says like this. No. Reish Atayim is the Yosef Rabbonin. No. Both the Reisha and the Mitzvah goes according to the Rabbonin. That really the Kohen Gadol does not get hif. He only gets four. Aye, the question was, why by Atzeres then? So they say the Kohen Gadol gets one of the Shtei Alechem. The Rabbonin Shittur is the Kohen Gadol does not get hif. So how come here by the Shtei Alechem he gets hif? He gets one Lechem. Have the Gemara Umay, the Rabbonin, Beprusad Lav Urcha Arya, Lemeisva, the Kohen Gadol. The Rabbonim also made that by the Shtei Lechem, since there are only two Lechems, so we have to give something to the Kohen Gadol. It's not nice to give him a piece. You can't give him a piece of a Lechem. So you have to give him a whole Lechem. So the least you can give him is one Lechem. Therefore, even the Rabbonim made that when it comes Shavuos, the Shtei Lechem, the Kohen Gadol for sure gets one Lechem. That goes according to everybody. Now it's only a Machlekes by the Shtei HaLechem, by the Lechem upon him every Shabbos, where we had 12 Chalas, and 10 of them were divided up. So the Shaila is that the Kohen Gadol will always get at least five. He gets half. Or else, no, the Rabbanim say, no, sometimes he gets four or five. Sometimes he only gets four. Then there's no such theorem. The Reish Yitaki is the Rabbanim, the Reish Yitaki is the Mitzvah, and Echnami Rebbe, at the end of it, it's on the Rabbanim. Because it's not a Urcha Arya, Lemes of the Kohen Gadol, a piece. Therefore, for sure, you have to give him at least one whole challah from the Lechem, from the Shtei Lechem. Now for the Gemara. What does it mean the Rabbonin said that the Kohen Gadol sometimes gets four out of the 12 and sometimes it gets five? How does it work? The Drashi, when does the Kohen Gadol get four from the Lechem upon him and when does he get five from the Lechem upon him? So most of this, Maya Boy Chomish, Rabbonin. So more the Amri, Nichnas, Noito Sheish, V'yotzel Noito Sheish. The Rabbonin hold that the Mishma that's coming in, they have a right to get six from the Lechem Aponim. And the Mishma that's leaving now, Hey Shabbos, they changed over Mishmarim, they have a right also to take six. Trashi Rabbonin. The Apolog Oled Rabbi Yehuda Perek HaChalil. The Amri, they say, Mishmar HaYotze. The Mishma that's leaving now on Shabbos, they leave. They work the whole week, now they leave. Is Noito Sheish. They have a right to take six out of the Lechem Aponim. They have a right to take six of them. Or Mishmer HaNichnas, the Mishmer that's coming in, is also Noito Sheish. Chalas, they take six. Now, Schar HaGofes, the Losois, how do we pay the people that take care of opening and closing the doors of the Beis Hamikdash? Is Lo Shoko. They don't take anything from the Lechem Aponim. The Melo, Mishmer HaNichnas, Nimtza Kulam Boyes U'machalkos. Mela, the Mishma that's coming in and leaving, they divide up completely the 12 from the Lechem Aponim. The Kohen Gadol Chokim Imshtayim. And the Kohen Gadol divides up both of them. O Mishnei Moser Voyi Miflug. O Mach Tesholem Einem Noitil. Botze Chod Mipalgo. Is Chomish Ashokel. Therefore, only takes five. But this is the Rabbanan Shit that the Kohen Gadol does not get here. He gets less than here. Therefore, out of these... So there's two Mishmarim that can...